I cannot be sure that it's going to come out like I wanted, what I want to say, but it's good to be back. Very thankful for to be able to. In the bracha, the more brachas, it says that. Of tunnel, the Shimcha goes held in the Lodos called Yachedo Biava, Borukato Hashem, and Bokherba Moisro Biava. So the Gemara in Bracha says that someone who can be also Yotzei, Avadat Lachatchila, the Brachas are the Birchas Atayra in the morning, but if he can say the Bracha, this Bracha is also a Bracha of that it can be Yotzei Birchas Atayr. So L'chora, if it's Yotzei Birchas Atayr, it has to be that which is expressing the Nakuda of what Tayr is. And when it says, HaBokher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ava, so you know that the Bokher in Klal Yisrael is part of the Iker Inyan of Tayr, that it's a bocher, and also that it's ba'ava, that the inyan of the Nesinis HaTor is ba'ava, and Be'emesin Takaba Marev is also, we say ba'marev also the same Ohev Amo Yisrael, but also the bracha that talks about Taira. So L'chora, again, the inyan of Ava, which I don't think anyone has it shvir why it has to do with Ava, but that is the central point that is in the brachas, that's the question, what's the inyan of Ava, why in particular is the inyan of Ava by Torah. Femesen, it's a medish tanchuma in Noach, the one that's Yedua. The Medrash Tanchuma says that the Klal Yisrael was, Tosas brings it in Shabbos, the part of it, that Klal Yisrael was not Makabel. It was Kofalem Harkigigis because they saw the Shverkeit that's involved with the Limud of Torah, of Torah, the Frad Torah Shabal Peh, the Pasma Mel Tocha, or Maim Surah Tishde, or Tisha, Chayitz Artichia. So Lamaisa, from that, there was a. They had to be a kafalim harkigiyas. So the Medrash Tanchuma goes on to say that the inyan of the limud of that who is this that can do such a thing as paspa melatocha ma'am surah tishta alitz tishon, who can do this is only someone who has avas Hashem. And they bring the Shema Yisrael, the first parsha, that Ava that you see Vahavtes Hashem Elokecha. This is the has to do with the Madrega of Limud Atayra. That's a constant inyan of Limud Atayra, and with all those things that come, the Shverkeit that come with that. Ofen of Liman HaTorah, it says it's in the first parsha that those who have Ahava for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're the ones that can have this Madreg. Also, again, I don't have to really say this, but the Mestama, the Iker Parshios, that not Iker, but more parshas are said in Sefer Vayikra that go from Pesach till until Shavuos. We have also that the parashas is Torah's Kohanim, the sefer's sefer of Torah's Kohanim. So the shaila is, why is Kohen in particular? Why is a Kohen? Why are Kohanim Nogeya Shavuos? Why is that in particular the Indian of Kohanim, Torah's, the Indian of Torah's Kohanim? And again, we have that the end of Sefer Vayikra is, the Gemara says that it's before Shavuos, the Tokacha that we have in Parshas B'Kukosai, because Tichle Shana Kol Osel, since Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah, Lilana, so Mamela, that's a Rosh Hashanah, and before Rosh Hashanah, Tichle Shana Kol Osel. So in this, you know that the Avelus, that there is in Yanam of Avelus in the Yimei Hasvira, that parts of the Yimei Hasvira, depending on the minig, is for the you know, the Mises Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. The Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were mace during the Yimei HaSfira, and again, whatever, I'm not going to go into the exact date, the exact times, but it seems to be whatever that we assume it says that the Masor is that it was Posak, the Mises HaTalmidim, and by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So Lamais is, and it's Yidua that the Medr, the Gemara that says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went and that to Shamayim, and the Malachim tainted against him, and the Malachim said Tnei Hodecha Al Shamayim, so that the Avada, it's the Malachim understood that they didn't have the mitzvahs gashmias. What they did have by the malachim was that they had a Torah that was the hod of Torah, the ore that comes from hod, that's what they had, and that's what they're asking, that why? Because l'man Hashem, that l'man Hashem, that there should be nisgala, the hod of Torah. That's what they were asking for, that should be given in Shemayim, not Avada, not Torah mitzvahs as we do them. That was the tirutz that Moshe Rabbeinu gave as to why they should not get the Torah. But so Tnei Hodecha is, we see that Hod is that which is Shayach to or Shalomaila of Torah, and the end of the Gilui is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who was Megala, the Zinyanim Pnimiyim, and this by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Hod Shibahod, that the Lag BaOmer is in the Yimei HaSfira, is that which is Hod Shibahod. So his Gilui of the Torah within, he is the or that the Malachim were saying, Tnei Hodecha al Shamayim, that give the hold of Torah. So even in the matzav that of Gashmius, even in the matzav afterwards, that this was the dover, that he was Megala, the inyan of the Orshal Torah, that's a hod shebehod, and it's Bedavka in the Yimei HaSfira. It's, you know, so I said many times that Avada is a tremendous Avelus, that to have 24,000 Talmidim, but the Shaila is, even with the enormity of the Mises of 24,000, why was it that this is Kavua in Klal Yisrael, that this particular dover that was that of 24,000 was kavua as part of our Kabbalah HaTorah. So that we have this involved in every in all the in the Kabbalah Satorah. You know that the yomim of the sphere of sphira is a hachona for Kabbalah Satorah, for Matan Torah, and then that is the during the that zman of the Yemei HaSfira is 49 days, 48 days, like the Gozal says, that 48 days is connected, that these are connected, Eishes Chayil, that by Eishes Chayil, Chayil is Gematria 48, so the Memches Dvorim Shatora Niknes Bohem are the Yemei HaSfira, and that's connected Eishes Chayil, and we have this by Rus, because Rus is called Eishes Chayil. Rus is we lay on Shavuos, and the Indian of she's called again. She's called an Eishes Chayil, and we have that there were 24,000. Some know 24,000 that died in the at the Indian of in the Indian of Benos Moav. Moav is also a gematria 49. That's all from Svarim that say. That the, because there's one that's koilu all the other 48. The avada the Rebbe of the 24,000 talmidim, and then the Mekayim, it's called the av of Torah Shebaal Peh, Rabbi Akiva the Rebbe, and these were his talmidim, and it says shlo nagu kavaz elozeh, that was the pigam. The Pella is that by Rabbi Akiva says that when they're saying Zeh Klal Godel Batayra, Rabbi Akiva says V'hafta L'Reacha Kamocha, so that in Dafka and his Talmidim should come L'Chora something that was not that and Bemison it's not really a kasha because that is the Dover is because the Kodesh Baruch was Medakdek. With those that have such a madrega and the medakdik, the Ribbono Shel Olam is medakdik more in goof and the mida that they have, and the mele if there was something that was in their mida that was goram, that it should be this inyan of the misa for the because of the whatever chesor and in v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha is by Rabbi Akiva. Again, the Svarim say that he's the Av of Torah Shebaal Peh. Literally, he was the one that took the Talmidim after the Gemara Nivama says that after all the 24,000 were mazed, he took the Talmidim from Dorum, and he took them, and each one of them became a different chalokim of Torah, Stam Mishnah and Meir. Each one became a miyased of the inyan of Torah Shebaal Peh. In this, you see that there's the special shaychus that Rabbi Akiva had to Ava. That Rabbi Akiva was that he was killed by the Romans. The Lamaisa was that how was he? And it was Yotza Nasha Nishmaso Be'echod. He was saying it was his man Kriyishma, and he was saying Kriyishma, and he was the first parish of Kriyishma V'hafta. And the bracha of Kriyishma, Bokha Bamo Yisrael Ba'ava, is that it has to do with the Inyan of Ava. That the Inyan of Ava is that which is mamish by Rabbi Akiva Bifrat. There's a Pella, there's a Grozal Mishunadika that says that when the Talmidim, it says Aipshat, and it says Mikan, Ad Khan, when they saw that Rabbi Akiva was besimcha that he was being mamish killed in an eif and achzorius He was mamish besimcha, and they said ad kan. So one shot is ad kan, that they're asking him how, that Avada, the Rabbi Kiva is giving his nefesh, is being moser his nefesh, but ad kedei kach, that he's giving it besimcha, that he's that besimcha to give his nefesh in such an open. That's one, the parshat shah. The Gozal says ad kan means ad kan. It's why aren't you going any further in Kriya Shema? Why did you stop here? Why have you stopped here before saying, before going further? And the Gozal says mishum dekisod. He said, Rabbi Akiva is said because he wants his dibur, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He wants his dibur to be bevas achas with the kiyum uvechol nafshecha. He wants it to come at one time, that they should both go together, the limud and the lemaisa that he should die, giving his nesham, his nefesh, being moser nefesh. So in this, again, you see that his kesher, that Rabbi Kiva's kesher, is the avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he was, that kol yomai nitzarti, and to be able to say, to be able to give his nefesh, the b'chol nafshecha, to always say over. The Gemara, when Rabbi Kiva said it, it's not poetry. Rabbi Kiva said, kol yomai means kol yomai. That it means literally, kipshuto. So kipshuto means that his whole mitzius of his, in whatever ways they were, but they were mamish, with this tzipui, to be able to give his nefesh, and avatz asur, but to be able to give his nefesh, and as afilu notol nafsho, so that Rabbi Kiva knew, b'chol notol nafsho, who is the notol nafsho? He's saying, the Ribbono Shelom. In other words, it's not the Romans are taking, not they're show late and they decided now they're going to do it. This is from the Ribbono Shelom. At the moment that the Ribbono Shelom is taking his neshama in nefesh in such an open, it's moliava from Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva is afilu notol nafsho b'chol nafshecha. So the shaila is, what is this? We see another inyan by Rabbi Akiva, that Be'emerson Ishto was the Eishes Chayil, that was Ma'or Rabbi Akiva to go and to be Loma Torah, and the whole Hishtalshlus Advorim comes from her. And Mamela Taka would see that when the Gemara brings that she says to her Shochen, who said, how can you go out to him? He's now has all these talmidim and the covet, and she is the mamish had been without it and was mistama. There was l'chatchila, there was an anius. So how could she? She said, tzaddik yodeya nefesh behemto. A tzaddik knows the nefesh of his behemah. Rabbi Akiva, who was b'chol nafshecha, was the one, the avatar Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chol nafshecha, was the one who was yodeya nefesh behemto. The mice is the Gozal says that, and these are yomim of Yimei HaSfira, the Eishes Chayil, that the inyan of Eishes Chayil has to do with the inyan of Limud Lishma. That the Limud of the Limud HaTorah of Limud Lishma, and that Limud is called, the Gemara says, called Torah's Chesed. That Torah's Chesed is, the Gemara says, is there a Torah of Chesed, a Torah not of Chesed? The Gemara says, Torah's Chesed is Lishma. If the Torah is given if the Torah is learned with Lishma, then it is Torah's Chesed. Without the Shlo Lishma, that's a Torah that's not with Chesed. the Torah Lishma, that what is the Torah Lishma? So the Gozal said, that's the, when it says in the, there, the Chol Levavcha, Chol Nafshcha, Chol Meodecha, what is the Lashon Bechol? What's the Lashon of, why does it use the Lashon Bechol? Because Bechol means literally with the Gansen, it's complete. It's complete, the complete lave, the complete nefesh, as opposed to what? That if there's anything that's not for that, if there's a pnia that's not for that, then it's not kol. It's not the kol. What has to be on this madrega, is to be b'chol nafshecha, is that the complete nefesh to give to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's called lishma. And that's, and the Gozal says, ava she'eina tluya b'davar, that it has to be an ava that's not totally in any, that's not tluya b'davar, because what does it mean, the tluya b'davar? If it's tluya b'davar, that means there's something there for himself. There's something that's not, that not for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Mamela, if there's something that's for himself, then it's the Torah is lo lishma, and the Torah lo lishma has can have a bittul. That Mashen kin a Torah that's lishma, that we're talking about Hechel Madregas, but the Torah lishma is the, that there's nothing left over. It's bechol. Mamela, by Rabbi Akiva, by the Indian of Rabbi Akiva, who was this, and he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Yatsa Nishmaso Be'echad. Yatsa Nishmaso Be'echad, the Echad is Gematria Ahava, that the Avas Hashem in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad is that which is Echad, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Echad. The, see this Inyan, Bashvuas, it says that the Levana asked, asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, when the Mei Shnei Ma'oros HaGadolim, when the Ribbono Shel Olam made Shnei Ma'oros HaGadolim, it says that they were Shava, the Shnei Ma'oros, the Shemesh and the Levana. It says that the Levana came to Ribbono Shel Olam and said, "Ein shnei malachim mishtamishim v'keser echad. Two malachim can't be mishtamish with one keser. What does it mean, one keser? What's a keser malchus? So this is tied up. A keser malchus is a melech is someone that doesn't have to do anything except be mitzaveh. Whatever his rotzen, he doesn't do it. It's immediately done by his avodim. So that's the union of that bekeser. That bekeser, when he expresses the, when he has the keser malchus, and he says, "Do this," that it's immediately done because he's the melech, and this is ritzono. So that what is ritzono? When he expresses his ritzon, he's expressing his nekuda of who he is. The nekuda of who he is his ratzon, that which he expresses in a tzivui. Memela, the Levana is asking, and that's in every time in a person's life that we don't see it, but that's what I'm saying, that if we don't see this, but every part of a person's life is that one nekuda of who he is. And that is the keser, and everyone has a keser that's makif, his whole, it means his rotzen. We don't see how that is in every minute of what of a chayim, but it's mamish in every single minute. There's a chayim, there's a nekuda that comes from who the Adam is. Each person has a chelik miyuchad. That is what distinguishes one person from another, is this nekudas haratzon. So the Levana is the Chora good kasha, that how is it that shnei malachim mishtamshim bekeser echad? How is it that you can't have two malachim who this is his ratzon, this is her ratzon, and a meila taka that should be mishtamish bekeser echad, that they should have just one nekuda. So Mamela, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, if so, leichem ati atzmeich, heinochinami, you should become a siyua to the shemesh, and you won't have any ore, and you will become pogum. And Mamela, that's so, saying that you're right. So what was the Swarm say on Shavuos? It's Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim Bekeser Echad. The Teretz is Shavuos is Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim Bekeser Echad. That, and what's it? Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim Bekeser Echad. That, Be'etzim, there's a period in many things in the Bria that we, Klal Yisrael, are Masakin, the Klal Yisrael bring together, the Klal Yisrael takes away the period. One of the Dvorim, there are many things. One of the Inyanim is, let's be even the difference between Torah and Mitzvahs, that there's a, and when it's the Gozal says in the shame of Yudkei Vavkei, he says the Yudkei Vavkei is a shame that tells us his name. That's the shame of Etzim. That the shame that's Megala Kavyochel, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the shame of Avaya, the Yudkei Vavkei. So the Yudkei Vavkei is, the Gozal says, are connected each one oast among many things, is connected each yomtiv. So he says, and it begins at the milamata lamaila. So he said the Pesach is connected the last hay of the Shem Avaya, and the Shavuos is the vav of Avaya. About these are things that whatever, but I'm just going to use it to show a marshal the shame, the os, the first hay is connected. Is connected Sukkos, and the Yod is connected Shmini Atzeres. So he says, there's Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos are together. They're mamish together. It's the Yom HaShmini is after the Shivas Yom of Sukkos. Mashen came Pesach and Shavuos are split. So he says, that's because that which is Torah mitzvahs, that which or Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh, there's a mokum that in period that they can say they're two things, and they're not one thing. So lumais is the therefore what we do is the lumoshul and sphira is we take the Pesach. And the second day that begins, Yimei Asfira, is to connect Pesach to Shavuos, to Kabbalas HaTorah. So Mameila, Eish Hatzchayil, and other than Yom, that's the Hakhona for Shavuos. And Mameila, therefore, that's totally an Ara Avoda also. That's part of our Avoda. That's really the whole Avoda, is to be Mechaber. All these inyanim that appeared to be period. One of the yisodis of period was when Adam Rishon's chait, that before, I said this many times, that before, because when Adam Rishon ate, that he ate or did any function that we see now as being part of a behemoth also eats, is hungry, needs to eat, so he eats. Before, it was not why Adam Rishon ate was an avoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That lamaisa was that was, and that the Ramachal says in Yonim, that Kohanim or Eichlim, Abaylam Iskafim, that there's an inyan of Kohanim when they eat a part of a korban, That's not just because they need to eat. And that is an avodas Hashem Yisbarach, and that's a madrega that the Ramchal says lasad lavo. That will be by all of Klal Yisrael. Now there's a period after the chait. There's a period between that which an adam has behema, and that which an adam is an adam. So the that is adam ubehema. This is all from Sforum. Adam ubehema toshi Hashem. Adam ubehema toshi Hashem. That's why there was Rabbi Yitzchak Eisler. That's why there was a makas bechayrus that was bein ba'adam, bein bebehema. So because this was the putting together, just like on Pesach, when all the inyanim are al hashulchan, the seder is al hashulchan, and it's kulo mitzvah. It's the only yom tov that's kulo mitzvah al hashulchan inyanei achila, and the meila taka. That's the bringing together the chelak ha'adam that's a behema, and the chelak ha'adam that's an adam, and to make it one, and the meila that's called the nefesh habahamias. Are the parts that of an adam that would seem to be behema, as a behema, the same thing. That's the bring it together as one. Another inyan is Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. It's two. We have two. Be'etzem, it's not two. Be'etzem, it's one. And if we would be on the Madrega, so then we would look in the Torah Shebiksav and we see the Torah Shebalpeh in the Torah Shebiksav mamish, and it would be one thing. And loss of lovo, that's the madrega, that is mamish, two things that are really one thing. And maybe we have like Sforum and then Befrat Avod, you know, the Maisa with the Grozal, that they asked Rebbe Fall Hamburger, What's the yichud of the Grozal? Why is everybody, you know, they understand he's a gon, but why is it? So he told him to go bring this sefer. So he told him, he says, you know, this, whatever he said on the second shelf, go bring the sefer. He told him, he goes and brings the sefer, and he says, it's a chumash. He says, he knows this. So the mice is, and they were osik in the makoiris of Torah Shebikzav, in Torah Shebikzav, and Talmidim, and those who are mushpa from the Grozal, also have svorim that do this davar of making the two into one. So be'etzem in the Mahalach Habriya, this is. The avoda, because in all anything the Chazal asked the Kasha, Pesach and Sukkot are 7 days, and the Meshubach Shebah Yom Tovim Shavuos is 1 day. So why is it that the Meshubach is 1 day and this is two, and these are seven? Chazal say, in other words, what understood it, that it means, what is it? When you have seven, you have a complete gilui of that midah. So Pesach and Sukkot, Zman Cherusenu, Zman Tzimkosenu, whatever. So there's a complete, each day adds to be mispashit that midah until it becomes complete, just like Maisa Brachos with Shabbos. That's the seven days. So the Chazal asking, Shavuos is 1 day, and the Teretz that the Chazal say is, that's exactly what it is. That's its shvach. Its shvach is that it's echod. The shvach is that Ribbono Shel shows that it's echad, that the whole bria, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, U'mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, that Klal Yisrael is also echad, again, please excuse me for the, I've said this so many times, but there's a difference. When you have something that's homogeneous, so it's one thing, relatively speaking, because it's the same thing. You just have the same thing. So it's there's no different parts to it. There's no kav yochel, by the Ribbono Shel Olam is echad, is not because it's homogeneous in such a way. He's a bala kaychas kulam, and he's one thing. He's the bala kaychas about rachamim, about gvura, all the ein tachlis of shleimus and of ein of kaychas of ein shleim of shleimus ein seif, and it's mamish dover echad. Who me? So I said by yidden. By Klal Yisrael, all the mili de b'dichusa that are said about Yidden, that you know, if they're two on an island, they'll have three shoals. That lemaise is that inyan is true. and why? Because Klal Yisrael, everyone has a das. By the Umas Olam, by Klal Yisrael, everyone has a different kashem, shein, partzufei, and domus ozuein, deosein, domus. Each one is a complete dover that's miyuchad in his koyach, and we're all in this one. We're mamish and echad. We're mi ka'amacho Yisrael goy echad bo'oretz. We're the only am that is megala, the Ribbono Shel Olam's echad, because the about it, not the same as that, but that in the Bria, as what a Nivra can be as an Echad, that's what Klal Yisrael is. And the Mela, Shvuas, is this, and in Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav, the Chibur between the Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav is that it's one. The Chibur between Ezer Kenegdo, that there should be, that Klal Yisrael, Kav Yochel, is, there's, it becomes an Echad. The Gozal says that when the Arba Nichnasu Lepardis, that three of them did not come to completely out, Ben Isaac, Ben Soma, and Acher. He said, why was Rabbi Kiva Nichnas B'Sholom and Yotza B'Sholom? He said, because Rabbi Kiva was Ava. Rabbi Kiva was Ava. And Rabbi Kiva was only Ava. There was no Kulo Ava, and that's the Inyan of Chesed, the Inyan of Chesed, that it's Kulo Chesed, and the Gozal says there's Mamish, there's a Madrega of Chesed that was by Avram Avinu, that was the Kulo Chesed, and that was Rabbi Akiva. He was Nichnas into the Pnimius of Torah, he was the Av of Torah Shebal Peh, because it was Kulo Ava, that's the Pardes of Torah. He was Nichnas, the Pardes of Torah, Pshad Remez Rusot, into the Pardes of Torah, and he was Nichnas B'Sholom, Yotza B'Sholom, only because he had this Madreg of Ava that was without any Pnius, there was no Pnia whatsoever, not anything for himself. So that Madreg of Ava that Rabbi Kiva had was this is Shavuos. That Shavuos is the this bechina of the Gilui of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's the same parsha as Aseres Adibris. The Gozal says that it's Kailul the Aseres Adibris. That's Hashem Elokeinu is Echad. Is that the Ava comes from the Shema. The Ava comes from that Bechin of Torah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Birchas HaTorah. That's HaBokher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ava. That's the Inyan of Mamish of the Eishes Chayil Torah Lishma. That Klal Yisrael comes, Ish, to whatever he is, to this Inyan on Shavuos as being Mamish and Echad, because that's the Yom that Ribbono Shel Olam gives us the Torah. in an ofen of echad. Where do we see this? When they came to the Midbar Sinai, it came ki ish echad b'lev echad. Rashi brings, what is the union of ish echad b'lev echad? Avaritzav nishunet de gemayel. What is it? Because that madrega is only l'asad lavo. That madrega of ish echad b'lev echad, that it should be kavua, and Klal Yisrael came only kodem matan Torah, where the kli for the kabbalas haTorah is this inyan of echad in Klal Yisrael, and that means kaviyachol davuk to the Ribbono Shlom's echad. That's the ava that Rabbi Akiva had when he gave his neshama, his nefesh, the nefesh habahamias, that he gave his nefesh. It was mesakin that it should be one thing, his nefesh together with Adam. Adam u'behemah toshi Hashem, that's a matan Torah, and I have a kutyanta. That's okay.